Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It's a Monday, and welcome to the Morning Zoo. It's your other boy, the international superstar himself, Zach Amico. And guys, happy goddamn Columbus Day. None of this Indigenous Peoples Day horseshit, okay? We're celebrating a great man who never visited here once, who completely missed and misnamed and didn't know where he was. By the way, I'll still call them Indians. Why? Because there were no such thing as Indians back then, because India was called Hindustan. So fuck you, Columbus, great man, and as a proud Italian, happy goddamn Columbus Day to my guests, Gio Perez from On the Gate.
What's up? Yeah, we didn't kill all those fucking engines off just to rename the holiday after them, man. We got rid of them for a reason.
Yeah, just they were taking up space. Pete Angelo is also joining us. He co-signs everything I just said.
Totally. This face.
This is the
I don't have anything in my headphones, by the way.
Oh, can you make sure Pete's got sound? We good? Pete, you got anything now?
Nope.
Okay. Try him again, Gio.
He's all the way up. He's maxed out.
He's all the way up.
All right, hold on. I'll try to switch him out.
Yeah, see what we got here.
There we go.
Okay, fine. Fantastic. There we go. Now we're all set, baby.
Yeah. What'd you guys say? Something about Columbus? No,
yep,
sorry.
Perfect.
I heard none of that. And
yep. No problem. I'm just saying, it wasn't all Pocahontas back then. Some of those tribes, they were eating each other.
Oh, they were very savage. There was some
good, some bad.
Yeah.
And both good people on both sides.
Good people, cannibals on one side and bad people on the other is what I'm saying.
And their biggest problem was they didn't realize, especially like because most people don't realize, Columbus never came to America. Nope. He just landed in Dominican Republic and then people went from there. Like his kids went to America. So he went to DR and just stayed there because, you know, they got the big booty bitches out there.
Of course.
So they had all this gold and minerals, a beautiful land. And he's like looked at as a god out there, right?
Yeah.
But he said it that some of these people are savages. You've watched Pocahontas, it's a whole song. They're savages. You know?
They don't like that term.
That documentary.
They don't care for that term.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of fun. And yes, T-Bird did officially declare it Columbus Day. T-Bird has retracted Indigenous Peoples Day. We try not to use the T-R-U-M-P here, because it's not a political show, and I'm not smart enough to have those discussions.
Yeah.
So it's just T-Bird?
I call him T-Bird. Don't ask what we called Obama.
It's like I got already enough things threatening my life. I don't need a bullet.
Yeah, thank you. Let's have some fun today. This is going to be mostly a day of silly videos. So let's start with this one. Airport worker appears to lose control of refueling hose.
Nice.
Let's talk about a bad day at work.
Sometimes you can't control your hose.
Yeah, no, sometimes you can't. Sometimes it gets away from you, especially if you've been up drinking all night.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Is what? Ah, fuck it.
Oh, man. I know if that hit, he's probably blind right now. I know that hit him in the eye.
I'm just seeing money sign just fucking go. Like, holy fuck.
Damn, man. That's like 6 months worth of gas for me.
Dude, that's so scary and dangerous. That's insane that nothing blew up.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably careful with the sparks and stuff. You know what happened to me once? I was pumping gas, and my friend sent me one of these like links where I thought it was like an Instagram page. But when you click the profile, it's like a big picture made of the small pictures of three muscular naked dudes. And I'm opening it in public. So I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck? And I get back in my car and didn't realize I didn't take the
Pete
hose
calls
out.
That his photo section.
I was like, that's just me opening, phone, yeah. That's just me opening my phone.
that's just called DMs.
And then I fucking get in the car and then realize I didn't pull the hose out of the car and drove off.
Oh, shit.
And I heard the yank and I panicked and I'm like, fuck. I ran out of the car like the little top from the gas can flew off. So I run out the car, pull the hose out, toss it, start looking for the cap, grab the cap, jump in the car, and just drive off. And I'm like, I hope they don't call the cops on me for this.
That's so fucking scary.
You were
dude.
So freaked out by naked men. You broke a different hose. I gotta go.
You got so scared of naked men, you almost blew up a gas station. Yeah. You
and
almost
myself.
Did a, you almost did a Terminator 2 drive away. From an explosion without looking.
All they would have found was just your phone and the yeah. naked photos.
The last thing
this
we saw on his phone.
So yeah.
Gio's in Joker makeup and a nurse dress. And he's like, ah! Naked men! And he's just walking away from naked men.
They return my property to my family. My daughter's like, oh, I know his password.
Oh, shit.
I can unlock his phone.
All that was left of the incineration was his phone.
All that's left.
And my passport.
You know, like, oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Unscathed.
I don't think there's, honest to God, anything on my phone that I would be bummed if I died and they went through my phone right now.
Yeah, I don't think I got anything. Yeah,
no,
I don't got anything illegal. I don't want to get anything that I would be ashamed of, you know?
Now,
there's nothing on my phone that I haven't like said on stage on a podcast.
Yeah.
Now, is there an email address I don't use anymore that maybe if somebody went through that, if that ever got hacked, I'd be in trouble? Sure. That's what we call a good boy email and a naughty boy email.
Yeah.
I probably haven't looked at naughty boy email in a decade. But there's some stuff in there. I still know.
Is that the email naughty boy?
Oh, Naughty Boy Zach, yeah.
Dude, I'm so grateful that I did not, like, go through my teenage years with, like, iCloud and iPhones and stuff like that, because I still have nudes of girls that I hooked up with, like, from my late 20s. So you think about it, like, if you're a teenager, you're taking pictures of all these girls. Now you get older.
Yeah.
And now you got underage women in your phone, in your iCloud.
Oh, yeah, if the FBI raids my mom's house... that 2000 fucking Hewlett Packard or whatever we have in there.
I'm like pointing at the picture. I'm like, look, that says 98.
Yeah, whatever.
She's above age now.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, that computer. I mean, I don't think there's any way in God's green earth that it would turn on because of the amount of viruses on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, that thing was full of evil.
That thing would take down the alien ships in fucking Independence Day.
I remember the first day I got, it was like a little stick webcam. It was super shitty. And I remember I bought it. It was like $35. And my mom goes, and I don't want to see that thing going in the bathroom with you. I was like, why would I go to the bathroom to take pictures of my hard dick, lady?
Look at that hair.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that sitting at the computer desk with the camera underneath my dick with me looking around the side.
Well, that's like, dude, now you can just like, porn's on your phone. It must be so easy. Remember, like, oh, I could use the family computer or something like that, so I like sneak through the house late at night so no one knows what I'm doing. Like, I'm a fucking Navy SEAL trying to jerk off.
Yeah, army crawling
past my parents' room.
Yeah, my first computer, like, it was still just still video, still pictures. There was no videos yet.
Just slowly loading.
Yeah, so you had to wait for them to load. And I couldn't, like, I shared a room with two brothers, so I couldn't jerk off in the room. So I had to print out pictures. And some of them would be just like, because they're not like the right size. They'll just, when it prints out, I try to make it as big as possible. So they just came out like looking like Minecraft, like just fucking bitches, Minecraft characters. And then like everybody's like, one was
pixelated.
Like, why does the fucking ink keep getting drained? Like, why do we got to change the cartridges every 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, and I had like a stack. And then they would eventually like, you know, you get some jizz or some jizz, you know, on it, and they just start smudging. The ink starts running.
Why do we keep running out of ass-colored ink?
Computer's not the only one whose ink cartridges is low.
It's like, and it's weird that the black ink keeps going out.
Yeah, what is? why is the Timberland covered ink always drained? I'm trying to print pictures of giraffes.
Why is the red weave color the red weave?
I was just thinking about the my original, like the ones I used to search for, like back in the day, and how they've kind of really held up for me. And it's Gianna Michaels. Brandy Taylor. Those are all big-titted animals.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, do you remember how big the areolas were on Havana Ginger?
I don't remember that. I know Gianna Michaels. I know probably like five porn star names, but like especially like the black ones.
Shank, can you look up Havana Ginger, of a topless picture of her? This girl's nipples were wild. Right?
That's insane.
Those are fucking wild.
Are those fake boobs?
I think so. I don't know. Shannon?
Because what could have happened, she has smaller nipples, and then the breast implant.
No.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
No fucking
Let's talk to the expert. Let's not mansplain tit surgery.
But I'm saying skin. I know how skin works. Skin
but that's not how nipples work.
And also, they're not so gigantic that they would stretch them out to cover her entire boob.
Wait, so her tits were smaller and her nipples size was the same?
She'd be all nipple.
Yeah. It'd just be...
It looks like she has two yarmulkes.
Yeah, it's like a beagle.
I don't know what happened here. It's also, they're like irregularly shaped. Maybe it's cancerous.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
I feel better now.
Yeah, that's better. Jorge, thoughts?
The giant mole.
They look like footballs.
I think that those are fake tits. I don't understand the nipple thing. Like, I don't know if that she had like, because I know you can get like cosmetic surgery on your nipples to like get them reshaped. I don't know if she did try something like that, but
a tattoo.
Yeah, no. I knew a girl who had her nipples turned into hearts.
Oh yeah, I met her at Compound Media. Little blonde haired girl.
No, different girl.
Oh, okay.
Different
There's
girl.
Two of them.
No, this it is a this real. Is a tall redhead.
There's a lot of them.
I thought that was just a one girl. I was like, wow, that's very unique.
Yeah, no, she was a goer. oh boy, just had some naughty
Shannon,
boy email memories.
All right, Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah, borrowing my roommate's computer, saying I had an audition, and he's promised me you're not going to jerk off.
Can I borrow your printer too?
I promise.
I'm going to bring your printer to the bathroom.
Please borrow your girlfriend's laptop. Mine keeps crashing.
The bathroom.
I have it. I have an audition at 11 o'clock tonight.
You go to the bathroom, you hear just fa 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 fa. Please replace ink.
Don't give me a 3D printer,
yeah,
bro.
Fucking winged it.
Oh my god!
I'll 3D print the whole pussy.
I just watched somebody make the Peacemaker helmet on a fucking 3D printer, and it was
for
wild.
Cat?
Yeah, no, it was for they were making it for that, but it was fucking wild shit, dude.
My brother got one of those. Oh, he makes these little Warhammer fucking
Yeah.
And like bat, like what's those things like
the
characters?
Rules.
Yeah.
That rules.
Yeah, no, that's fun.
Like the castles and like the battlegrounds.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're an idiot. I'm like, you should sell that shit online.
There's a guy.
He doesn't. He should. They make that shit's so expensive as fuck.
That's what I'm telling him. I'm like, sell them shits.
I bought a bunch of shit when they first started coming to horror shows and comic shows. They would start having the 3D booths and then. Where I bought my wife a the Golden Girls as God damn it. I'm the fucking dumbest motherfucker alive right now. What is the mountain with the four presidents
called? Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
Thank you, Mount Rushmore. It just slipped my head. I'm not smart.
What is this, a Mount Rushmore of you with four different faces?
Yeah. I got her a Mount Rushmore, the Golden Girls, and then I got me and my friend Buddhas, but Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, okay.
And they were like $40 at the time because that shit had just come out.
Yeah, just started.
But those are fucking cool. That's gonna be a fucking fun dude. Cosplay is so much easier for people now.
Oh yeah,
because they just got plans for it. Yeah. That's why you're seeing all this gnarly. They just had Comic-Con, and some of the shit was so fucking gnarly this year. Shen, do you want to actually, not, we'll look at it later. Do you want to see some of the, see if you can search out some of the best cosplay for Comic-Con this year?
I mean, even like the Halloween costumes. Like if you, I remember as a kid, it was like you're a Power Ranger. You had like this fucking spandex jumpsuit and a plastic mask that's going to crack in an hour.
And there's always nine Red Rangers.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be the Black
Ranger. No one wanted to be any of the other ones.
Wasn't the Black Ranger missing a finger?
Yeah, they found that out afterwards. He was like missing that like half of his finger.
And you only see it during the It's Morphin time.
I never realized that until I was older.
You ever shake someone's hand who's like missing a finger or something like that? You're like, I heard a guy's hand who has like a second thumb coming out of his thumb.
Oh no!
And like literally, when I shook his hand and I touched, I was like, oh, I was like trying to not freak out.
And then you just bend over seductively.
you know, you guys know the.
You make me wish I had two prostates.
You guys know the comedian Sora, Asian girl.
I don't think so.
She has kind of like a, like it's not like she's missing. It was like kind of like born disfigured. And the first time I met, I just shook her hand without realizing. And then the way I held, like, the way I changed my grip on it, where it was just like, oh, hey, how are you doing?
You got to readjust.
I was like, oh, I wasn't ready for that shit.
Is that doorknob?
And the crazy part was, that's not the first time meeting her, but I guess that's the first time going to shake her hand. And I never realized she had that.
You don't realize until you touch it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was probably like the third time I saw her, and that was,
how deep are we into the episode? All right. Mrs. Miko's not listening. I hope not.
when does she tune out usually?
Before it airs, but just in case. Zach, if you're in bed watching this in a couple days, turn it off.
She just listens to the intro and then shuts it off.
Yeah, she's got a family member who has been on and off substances for a while. A cousin, or not a cousin, like a second, whatever a second cousin is. And she's got a kid with flippers.
Yeah.
She's got a flipper boy.
What's that mean?
He's got flippers. He doesn't have hands.
Oh, like penguins.
Yeah, he's got flippers.
Like Mr. Penguin.
And his mom's a fucking nightmare. Her Facebook is the most white, everything that could ever be. Like horrendous white trash. Like literally, one day she posted there were snakes falling out of her ceiling.
Oh man!
And
so
we
she's
couldn't
a good
tell if they were snakes in the ceiling or if she was like withdrawing.
Yeah, she's seeing. Question: how much Tylenol did she take while pregnant?
I think it was a lot stronger than Tylenol.
And, depends on how many perks she took.
And she's one of those like, you know how old people don't understand how to appropriately share on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that like it's a public thing. She posted so that of course her son lives with the grandma. Natch.
Of course.
And he's like young, like probably like under 13. And the mom posted that her and the grandma were going through his phone and found a bunch of dick pics and he had been sending them to girls in his class. She put this all on Facebook, and my wife was like, Jesus, and then said the girl's name. And she goes, Jesus Christ, blank. And I look at it, I was like, all right, first of all, before we get mad at this kid, we got to find out how he's taking it.
I was like, how does he open a zipper with his flipper?
That, dude, it's
sweatpants, man.
So many, there's so many questions. First of all, you got to fluff it.
Yeah.
I guess when you're 12, you can't get a rager.
Yeah, I don't think you have to touch it. Yeah.
But still, I don't know how you do that. The flipper dick, and they.
Does he have thumbs?
No.
Well, now
he's got something. I don't know.
Now I'm impressed.
He's got something. It's a nightmare.
He's got one of those
it's
grabbers.
A walking nightmare.
he has like a stand, like one of those phone stands. He just puts on the timer.
Shannon, have I ever told the story about my other?
Who's the girl she's
other?
Sending it to?
Yeah. Oh, the girl who's trying.
Dude, but imagine he has like a fucking like a 13-inch hog, and he's just like, man,
the God. Lord give it, the Lord take it away.
He's like, I got to show these ladies I have something, you know.
I would just put a dot on the end of the flipper to draw ahead. Shannon, have I ever told the N-word butt story?
I don't think on air you have.
So my wife's got another cousin. I mean, there's, when I talk about the
They live near a nuclear power plant.
I thought my family was garbage. And then I met my wife's family. And she had another cousin. And this was at, my wife is super progressive. I mean, she is so left to everything. And that's all her friends. They're all teachers and professors and shit like that. And my wife does not talk about what I do. We are, it is.
Hey, shocker.
Yeah, it is understood that we do not discuss Zach's career. So at my wife's bachelorette party, they're hammered. And her cousin, who, well, I'll say that part, she starts going, at work, they call me N-butt. And my wife's friends, who are all like professors, go, you can't say, oh my God, sweetie, please, you can't ever say that. She goes, but that's my nickname. And she's like, what? She's like, because they said I have one. And she's like, all the black guys at work, that's what they call me. And she keeps saying it. And by the way, to prove how accurate that is, she works at LaGuardia. And now next time. I can't remember this lady's name.
So you just call her.
So every time my wife will be like, do you know who I'm talking about? I'll be like, I think so.
Like, what's her nickname, babe?
And then sometimes we'll be at Christmas and she'll go by and be like, bah, 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 bah,
all right, I'll say smoke detector beep.
Chirp every minute, butt.
She got a chirp butt.
Oh, dude, I can't call her anything else, and it really stuck. That was the same night they came up. So my wife's bachelor party, they all went out, and I stayed in to hang out with the cat, because I'm a good guy. And what I did was blackout watching the Puppet Master series.
That's the horror movies. Is that the guy, the pinhead?
That's Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
Puppet Master are little demonic puppets.
Oh, all right.
But I, with context, the deeper you get into the Puppet Master movies, the more they're just like Nazi exploitation, where the whole backstory is like he escaped the Nazis, but then puppets were Nazi experiment. So when you get like 6 or 7 into these movies, it's just swastikas on the walls and ladies in SS outfits like whipping people.
So were the puppets Jewish people? Was that?
Their maker was.
Oh.
And they were, the Nazis were exploiting them. Yes. So the Puppet Master Axis of Evil. So I fell asleep just in underwear on the couch, and I didn't know my wife was bringing the entire bachelorette party home so that they could all drunkenly pee. So I just woke up with one eye, and it's my wife and all her friends and family, and I'm just in boxers, and on the TV is just two topless Nazi women whipping somebody with a swastika on the wall. And I was like, oh, man. They must think that's what I fell asleep to. Yep.
You're like, I'm not even going to try to explain this.
Yep. <They're> like, sorry, ladies.
Don't walk around him. Yeah. He might be a puddle somewhere.
Hey, this was part two of the bachelorette party.
Actually, ladies, keep your shoes on, ladies.
I got hired to do a bachelorette party once. Did he stand up?
Was that, I was just like, was comedy? That you and Lewis?
What?
Was this with you and Lewis?
No.
Oh, was that? I think you told me a story about a bachelor party, but I guess
there's been a few bachelorette parties. No, I got hired to do a bachelorette party in Connecticut, and it was a bunch of girls I went to college. I knew from college, and their one friend was getting married, and it was, I think, the only one out of the whole friend group I had not fucked around with, and they hired me to be like the surprise guest. And I was supposed to just come out and do stand-up. So then they told the husband-to-be that I was going to, like, come out as a stripper, but then just do stand-up. But then I was also going to do, like, staple gun and, like, some stunts and shit.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't want any guys at the party. So then they just paid me because I was already on the train there.
Yeah.
So they just paid me what I asked for anyway, and I sat there. I didn't have to do. I didn't do stand up. I didn't dance. I didn't do nothing.
Just hung out.
I just sat. Yeah, I just sat and hung out. There was not. They didn't do anything.
Yeah,
they went to a cat cafe, so I hung out with cats.
They wanted you. Did they want you to perform at the cat cafe?
No. Then they went to a bar, and I just went to a bar and sat by myself in a corner and got paid to do it. So this is. And I was like, that's weird that he's so uncomfortable with her being around another guy.
Yeah.
Their wedding present was a house from his parents.
Oh. Holy fuck.
God damn.
They never moved in. They got in a fight at the honeymoon about him being insecure. And both of them never moved in and got divorced within 6 months.
Nice.
You ruined a marriage by doing nothing.
I destroyed a wedding with the idea of me.
Honey, you want to see a guy staple his nuts together?
Yep. 6 months. They did not make it. They didn't make it past the honeymoon. That is what bad luck it was to think about hiring me.
You're the black cloud.
Yes, I am.
That fucking
for girl ever pressures me to marry her, I'm gonna hire you for yeah, the bachelorette dude, party.
I'll tell you, buddy.
I'll do it. Yes, I'll get
it. Oh yeah, I got the entertainment for you. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Getting in on the action is simple. Just pick more or less on at least 2 player stats, then watch the game and see if you've earned yourself some cash. Hey, listen, I do not know anything about sports. I am what's called not a man, but I have a lot of friends who have been showing me the way to get this done and to make a little bit of money on the side. And I do love betting on stuff, so I got to tell you, this has been a lot of fun. Prize Picks even lets you connect with friends and your celebrity favorites, follow other players, and even copy their lineups in one click. Get in on the action in over 40 states, now including California, Texas, and Georgia. Download the Prize Picks apps today and use my code ZOO to get $50 in lineups after you just play your first $5 lineup. That's right, code ZOO to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Let's get back into the show. So before we do plugs, actually, I want to look at this real quick. We'll do a little, I guess we'll call this a Twitter night, but I'll even say, would you hire her for your bachelor party? Shannon, show us Tali Osborne.
Oh, my God. Oh, she has no arms. Oh, my God.
Watching Gio realize that
no
in real time.
No wonder you didn't know that girl's hand was weird.
Yeah. I was looking at her titties. That's why I took a... I thought she was kind of like had them behind her like her back.
So I have a friend...
She's supposed to a dwarf.
Who's called the Illustrated Penguin, and he has... No, he has just hands on his shoulders, and he's about the same height, and I want them to meet so bad and then find out if they'll mate in captivity.
I like that the last one we clicked on, I just saw a comment and it said, I miss you.
go to that blue bikini one. It's like fucking like a sexy cooked turkey.
Oh, it's like when... when Newman really wanted to eat and Kramer turned into
a bird. Yeah.
I mean, so she's a hot torso. The legs are short, but that's a big ass and some pretty deep. I can't tell if her tits look huge because she has no arms, but I think she's got tits on her.
It's like fucking a mannequin with like the legs cut off.
Well, it's kind of like you just took a bunch of pieces from other mannequins and then you couldn't find arms.
Yeah, and then you got like the bottom half from like a bad neighborhood.
Is this like lost them at some point or never born with them?
I would assume this is a born this way.
I bet you she has better.
That's what Lady Gaga was thinking.
Actually,
about.
Can we look at let's look at that side picture. Are those her driving? Yeah.
Her driving.
Oh, God.
She's driving. Hey, I can't drive. Put that in
there. Are people who fucking suck at driving, and this woman's doing it with no fucking arms. That's crazy.
And little legs.
Yeah. She got probably the big pedals.
Yeah, but she's still a woman, so at the end of the day, it's dangerous.
It makes it more dangerous. I didn't say it wasn't dangerous. I'm just amazed she's doing it, period.
And so
if she hit your car and got out, you'd be like, nah.
Yeah. it just hops out the window, doesn't even open the door.
My bad.
Can you imagine though getting in a car with her and that woman gets out? You have to be like, ah. I'm going, you know what?
Of course it's a Mini Cooper.
Oh man, she gotta hold the mop with her neck, with her throat.
Hey, whoever's filming could just help her.
Yeah, yeah, by the way, hey, you wanna take a crack at this? I think good for her. I think
absolutely good for her.
I'm gonna say something retarded, but it's almost like kind of fucking like this bitch drives and shit. That's a fucking, she's fucking not letting shit stop her.
Yeah, I know fucking homos who don't drive and just because they're like, I'm gay, I can't drive.
Yeah, well, same. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I bet she's a party.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty sure she got better areolas than that other girl.
I don't know. I guarantee, you know what?
Yeah, look, you could just tell from the heart. The heart's not that
big. Yeah,
the
heart would have been the size of the other girls.
Yeah, like those hearts.
Oh, sure, she's got great tits.
Yeah.
Good for her. Shannon, what's her OnlyFans?
Check. By the way, she said in that one she got her license a year ago.
Oh God!
Do they have a special car?
Oh, OnlyFans. Okay, now it. Go to Reddit.
No, let's go to OnlyFans. She's fucking beautiful.
I bet you she would go on the show.
What's the name?
It's funny that it's half off right now.
Well, I heard it used to cost an arm and a leg. I had two subscriptions. So what's her I can't read the name from
it's
here.
So her name is Tally. It's retaliate
but
spelled
R-E-T-A-L-L-I-A-T.
Retaliate against
all right, you know what, hey, yeah. She's 50% off right now. Go down.
I thought she was like being sarcastic and called herself tall.
$10 for a month, man. Yeah, you know what? Support this fucking woman. This fucking angel. This angel.
This fan base is definitely jumping all over that.
Yeah, 100%. I think if you jump on her, then she's just a head and shoes and walks away. All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Mr. Perez.
Oh, yeah. When does this air?
It's live right now. It'll be on YouTube in a couple days.
All right. If you're in Atlantic City this week, the 16th, I'll be there at 8 o'clock. Catch me at the stand. I'm there all month. And I'll be at Skankfest. I haven't got my poster yet. But, yeah, if you're going to be there, say what's up.
Excellent, Mr. Angelo.
Follow me at Metal Pete Comedy. I am heading to San Francisco this weekend. I'll be headlining the San Francisco Eagle, then the Barrison Street Fair, and then the Oakland Comedy Festival. So that's where you can find me next weekend.
Fantastic. Follow me online at Zach Is Not Funny. Tickets for all my shows at punchup.live/ZachAmico. Come see me. Do commentary for Juggalo Championship Wrestling, whole end of the month. And hey, if you love this show, and we know you do, go to gasdigital.com today. Tons of updates on the site. And use that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You save money off your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite Gas Digital shows. And you get that Friday show. That's right. We do three of these a week. Only two go out for free. So if you want that third bonus show, subscribe with that promo code ZOO. And thank you so much for checking it out. And have you been to the Eagle before?
Not the San Francisco one. I've been to the New York one.
When my band played the Eagle.
What the fuck?
In 2006 or 7. And that is the story I tell, where the gay bar, the urinal was a trough with ice in it with a mirror at dick height.
I was going to say it fit the bottom of it.
Yep.
Dude, every time I go to one of the gay bars, I go in there like, I'm like, I'm an open-minded guy. I'm sexually open. I leave there like I'm a Christian housewife. I can't do it.
Fiddle-dee-dee, my stars. Yeah, once, homosexuals.
Once I start seeing like tall, silly straws coming out that trough, I'm like, nah, I gotta get the fuck out. They're drinking it too.
Dude, so that was that.
Why else would they put ice in it?
Yeah. So the urinal was a long trough like a Yankee Stadium or whatever.
Yeah.
But then dick meter. When we were loading our gear
things appear smaller than they appear in the mirror.
When we were loading our gear in, the bartender, real fucking mean, gruff, like leather guy,
yeah,
goes, "Hey, and I don't want you to make a fucking mess. I don't want you stealing any liquor. And you clean up after yourselves when you're fucking done, all right?" We go, "Yes, sir." And then he turned away, and right behind him on the bar was just a full-length portrait of him naked.
Holy
with
shit.
A boner, with one drip of cum falling like a Mr. Coffee.
He's worried about you guys making a mess. Yeah. All they do in there is make a mess.
And
I walk through there like a zoo.
Oh, dude. So we go to hang out in the backyard, and there was an old man in like the leather cap and the vest, giant nipple rings. And I had my mohawk at the time. He goes, "I like your hair. I think it's cute. I saw the Sex Pistols once, and I'm going to be your new daddy." Right in my, like, fucking Rick Steiner, right in my face. I go back inside. I'm like, "There's a man barking back there saying he's going to be my daddy." And the bartender goes, "Yeah, he lives back there."
Oh, that's Barking Bob. Yeah, don't mind.
He has a doghouse. I don't know if he still lives there, but he said he lived there.
That's wild, too, because it's like, you see, like, young gay guys are, like, the least scary human beings. Old gay guys are like so intense from dealing with everything they had to deal with.
Yeah.
They're the scariest human beings.
They are the gruffest.
Because like they had to actually like go through like real intense homophobia. They're like, I have to be the scariest man possible.
Oh, dude, they were that was an eye-opening experience. Good fun, though.
I'm sure.
Good times. We opened for, who were we with? It was us, New Thrill Parade, and I think the other band was called The Opposite Sex. They were very good, too. Yeah. But New Thrill Parade was the shit. They were like a super, like...
Was the Eagle getting a lot of bands back in the day?
It was like a goth punk night that they were doing. But it was fun. That was a good... We played there and another gay bar in L.A. called Club Ding-a-ling. And Club Ding-a-ling had a divot in the stage that, like, was diagonal. So it poured... And we asked what that was, and that was the cum luge.
Oh, nice.
And they said back in the day, dudes used to sit at the top.
Not like the
piss
trough.
Dudes would sit at the bottom with their mouth open, and whatever came down the luge came down the luge.
Oh, they got cum gutters on the stage?
Yep.
Oh, God.
All right. So here.
I like dudes, and I'm still like.
let's change this. Let's watch another terrifying video. Florida BMW driver loses control, and let's find out what happens. This one scared the shit out of me. As someone who's driven large vehicles, Pete, I think you know where this might go.
Oh, fuck. Nope, don't like this.
Oh, fuck.
Allahu Akbar.
If they survive that, man, that guy's prayer worked.
Yeah, I was going to say, fuck, Christmas vacation lied.
Yeah, if those guys survived, I'm turning Muslim.
That was...
Everybody survived. No one was injured.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God.
I just wanted to see Pete jump on that one.
Praise Allah that those guys survived.
Yeah, I'm switching. That was some fucking.
Holy shit.
Can we watch that again? Jesus Christ.
Where the fuck was he going?
He was probably driving like an asshole.
Well, he definitely was driving like an asshole.
What do you think? He skidded out?
Yeah. He was probably going around, you know, dipping and dodging, trying to go around the cars.
And he lost control.
Not to be like, props to that fucking
trucker. Yeah.
Holy fuck that he was able to control it, not kill that car, and not.
He didn't kill that guy.
Over.
He didn't kill him. And he didn't kill anyone.
I thought he was heading to the other side of the road.
I thought he was going to jackknife.
Yeah. He did, but it stopped.
I meant roll over.
Yeah. Like, holy fuck.
That's a scary thing. I drive a lot, so that shit scares the shit out of me, man.
I was in a Uber that the last almost accident, because I've been in two Ubers that have been in accidents in the last couple of years. But there was one, you know, like when you're getting off the BQE to go to my neighborhood?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that you can either stay on that and go to Staten Island, or you can turn into the last stop in Bay Ridge, right? There was a truck and a car, and they both decided to try the other way at the last second. And we watched a truck just take the back half off. The car right in front of us, this truck took the whole back half off.
Oh, shit.
It was, and we swerved around it.
Yeah.
And it was me and this old black guy, and we both went, ah! And then we drove in dead silence to my house for like another 4 minutes. And he parks, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I went, are you okay? and he looked back, and he goes, yeah, are you okay? I went, yeah, I went, all right, man, have a good day. And then we looked at each other, and we realized we were both waiting for me to get out of the car so we could both cry. Because it was so fucking scary. I mean, it was 8 feet in front of us.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was a brutal. If it had been, we would have been annihilated.
Oh, dude. You know why they have that crash, that bar on the back of those 18-wheelers? Like on the trailer? It's because, like, there was like some famous celebrity who was like a baby at the time, and they were in the car with their parents, and the truck stopped short, so they crashed into them. And for some, I don't know, some physics shit, it swallows up the car basically if you hit the car like that. So that's why they had to add that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember, you know that guy with the bandana that kind of looks like you that has all those fun historical facts?
No.
What?
This is a guy, Shannon, you know who I'm talking about? He wears glasses and he wears like a bandana, long hair. And then he'll tell you like these weird stories and how it connects to like some celebrity or politician. So this was like, I don't know if it was like Julia Roberts' parents or somebody like that. But like they're the reason those crash bars were put into place. Because like, I know we lost rich people.
Okay.
I mean, that's usually how you fix it.
That's how to do it.
Kill a rich person and they'll change whatever the fuck it was. Mm-hmm.
All right, Shannon, did you find any of the best of the Comic-Con?
I did, yeah. So we can just kind of scroll. I have a couple different sites. We can just kind of scroll through these.
Yeah, sure. Got a very well done Xena costume. All right.
That's fun. Wait a second. No.
That's just a Dickie suit.
Yeah, it doesn't
count.
I mean,
you're going to Safari. Hop.
That doesn't count. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you use Kratom for one of its many benefits, and if you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account, but if you do, only get it from one place, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations where you barely know what you're getting. It's super expensive, and they have no idea what they're talking about, because YoKratom.com has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. There's no promo code needed. It's already the best deal in the world at Kratom, $60 for a full kilo. One more time, guys. Let's go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And let's get back into the show. That's okay, I guess. You're going to bring your mom.
That. I thought that was Tim Butterly for a second.
All right, that's hot. Those are professional hot girls, though. Yeah. Those aren't.
That's like if you go.
Those girls are getting paid to be there.
It's wild. Like, I went to one of the festivals in like DC, and I went like Casanova and a bunch of our friends, and it's amazing. It's just like super, super hot chicks being followed around by packs of the ugliest dudes you've ever seen with cameras.
Oh yeah, it'll be like Indian dudes who tuck their T-shirt in. You know, there's a very specific kind of person. Indian guy in like distressed jeans with like two belts. And he tucks his T-shirt in. And he has a professional camera.
A lot of fat neck beards too. Yeah. And just like packs of them. But I was also like, where's the opposite of that? I was like, where's the hot twinks who are just like dressed up as.
Oh, no, I was where the hot like. Girls. I don't know. I was like, yes.
No, the hot girls are everywhere. They're just followed around by, like, the grossest dudes. If you were even just, like, a slightly attractive guy, you could do fine.
Dude, those hot girls saved that Comic-Con, because before it was just dudes. And then the
it still smells like cheese, though.
Yeah.
It's got a
That's usually the yeast infection.
It's got a funk to it. You can smell it on the floor. Ooh. They had it like Magic the Gatherings and stuff now. They'll put up like, please use deodorant. There was the funniest. Did you ever see the who somebody took a picture of two chairs at a wrestling show? And both had shit smeared on the
ground.
Because dudes...
Shot themselves?
No, because they just had like fat guy jeans where their butt was out. And I guess both didn't wipe well.
That's so fucking cool.
I remember when I went to XPW, there were these two twins that were in the crowd. Yes! Yes.
Oh my God, that's fucking disturbing.
Now I'm checking everyone. I'm checking every chair that I got hit with from
there
now
on. There were two twins that came to XPW the first time I went there. And they stunk. They were huge. They had to be like 6'8". And they stunk so bad that when they walked into the building, it smelled like... Remember when you used to walk by a Blimpie? And not the bread, the like salt, the oil and vinegar smell that BO has?
Yeah.
They made the building smell like a rotting Blimpie sandwich.
Oh. You were like, can we get the wrestlers out here to fucking bleed and try to mask this smell a little bit?
Yeah, can we blow up some light tubes?
Can I smell asbestos
Can I smell burnt flesh? So I have to smell these stinky
Get us
boys.
On out here. Set someone on fire, please.
Any other, so you bring that back up, Shannon, the cosplay?
I'll just kind of scroll through a little faster.
Yeah, scroll through.
That was like Jeremy Renner.
I like that.
That's great.
Venom Pikachu.
Venom Pikachu is pretty sick. Don't care.
Nope.
Cool.
Get out of here.
That's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Why are you carrying around that fucking thing?
Cool.
That's just, that's gay.
That's cheese.
That's a pedophile.
Yeah, Jesus.
Who's that? Oh, Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Yeah. All right. I'm over this. Sorry. those are just Halloween costumes. Those are just shitty Halloween costumes.
Yeah, those are just like Walmart.
Oh, wait. Go back. I hope that's a dad and a daughter.
Nah, that lady's 50.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? Yeah, she's older than I realized.
Yeah, they're Mexican.
She presented young because I thought she had braces. But nope, that's just a creepy old couple. All right. That's pretty
Mermaid
sick.
Man. Oh, that's a... Oh, okay.
You're like, oh shit.
Damn.
All right.
That is the ugliest Velma I've ever seen in my life.
I would be like, hey, can we pretend you're the bad guy and put the mask on you? Yeah, around part that I can't fucking.
You guys dressing up for Halloween this year? You guys have ideas?
I think
what
we're gonna...
the fuck?
Shadow Caesar, yeah.
Yeah, that one was just like way more well
done.
A
lot of work, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
There's a hidden Nazi symbol somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a group I know that does cosplay, but they do it for like charity stuff. So they'll go to like children's hospitals as like all the superheroes. That's cool. This to me is a little like a lot of work for I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do a Halloween episode of the show, so I have to dress as something.
You should be the Philly Karen. He's just a gray wig, a Philly jersey, a red long sleeve.
And then glasses. I'm on tour with Insane Clown Posse on Halloween. I was thinking.
So what
about,
do they do? Just do the opposite? They just like dress.
They
normally?
Were Mario and Luigi last year with the clown makeup.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just being violent because I already have like three of his outfits that we have the same clothes. So I was just going to be him.
That works.
I thought it would be pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be.
And then my. But I kind of want to give the idea to our lead announcer is like a chubby guy with glasses and brown hair who kind of looks like Jim Ross. And I'm trying to convince him to put on the black Stenson, but then do the clown makeup and be Violent JR.
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I thought it'd be so funny.
That's so good.
And I was going to try and convince the other guy to be Shaggy Too Cole. But then I don't know what I'll be. Probably Taz.
Tasmanian Devil?
No, the wrestler Taz. The little orange Italian man who
everyone
thought
was
black.
I know they fight now, but you could be Twasted.
Yeah. Oh, no. That would not go over.
I know.
No, Taz. You don't remember Taz? He wrestled. He was a little orange Italian man everyone thought was black when we were kids.
I thought he was
Hispanic. Was he before...
His name is Pete or something. I don't think he's Spanish. I think he's Italian.
I don't
By
know.
By the way, I'm basing this on...
He's Taz to me.
I'm basing this on... Yeah. I'm basing this on every New Jack shoot where he just shits on Taz. He's like, everyone's scared of this motherfucker. He's a little Italian man. Little Italian, he don't know how to fight. He's a little Italian man. I thought that motherfucker was black, and then I meet him. He's orange.
At least a Salvadorian or a Mexican.
All right, keeping it moving. Oh,
real quick, how many people you think are gonna do the Charlie Kirk costume this year?
Just being
just a Turning Point shirt with a blood stain on their neck.
I don't. It's
there's gonna be.
It would have to be the week of for it to be like shocking. I think it's just kind of cringy.
At this point,
I think the offensive costume in general, unless you're like, that's almost like too much.
Yeah. Or you could be like the bullet casing. Dress up as the bullet case.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's all different things written on them. They're different slogans now that everyone's writing shit.
You do that with your boys and shit and be like, hey, you know, I'm the one that says, I don't remember what the fuck it said on them, but.
Anti-ice.
Yeah. Down with the feds.
Yeah, I think it's, my friend had an idea years ago, and I think it was a good idea in practice, but I don't think you could pull it off. But he wanted to do an offensive Halloween night. Party. But it would be Yonder Bags. No phones.
And that way he's the only one that can blackmail people.
And I was like, I don't think there's a way to
cameras in the house.
I don't think there's a way to get people to agree to it.
Yeah.
And I went like, but his idea was like, you know, like 9/11 victim, like whatever the most, but it would be a contest for the most offensive costume.
Ooh, man.
And he's like, but it would be Yonder Bags so people don't lose their jobs. But I just don't think you get enough people willing to give up their phone.
It's true. Yeah.
And I think people would rat each other out. I don't. 100%. I wouldn't trust anybody.
Yeah. There'd be so many blackface.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like 75% blackface.
I mean, just you got the shot. Yeah. You only get one shot.
It is my chance.
Yeah.
Who would be? So you'll definitely have a Cosby there. Hitlers. It's probably going to be a couple Hitlers because people, you know, not creative.
My friend years ago was Hitler Tinkerbell.
Oh, Tinkerbell?
Yeah, he wore a Hitler mustache and hair with a Tinkerbell outfit and a swastika armband. And he got in a big fight at a bar and got kicked out.
They weren't cool with it.
They weren't cool with it. They didn't realize that he was making fun.
I saw a video today. It was a guy.
Oh, he was Adolf Tinkler. That was it.
I saw a guy, he was calling himself Big Hitler Crip, and it was a ginger guy. He had the Hitler mustache, but the rest of his beard was kind of like chopped up, and he had red dreads.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you the video, Shannon. This is one of the favorite.
My brain can't even put that together.
Yeah, I can't put it together at all.
I need to see
this. This is what I have to show you guys.
Yeah. I'm like trying to envision this human, and I'm like, no way. I did do it 2 years ago. We did Tucker and Dale.
Yeah.
Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
That's an easy
one. With my partner who's Asian.
Yeah, that's fine.
People still got it.
Yeah.
We kept staging all of my coworkers as like dead bodies that we were finding throughout the night. It was so fun.
I sent it to you, Jorge.
What would be the most, I mean, 9/11 victim, I think, would be high up there.
But like what?
Palestinian child.
Yeah.
Well, what would make it a 9/11 victim and not just like?
Dust.
Just dust?
Yeah.
Just cover it.
Which
in
people
that
I know people definitely have done.
Yeah.
I think anything anti-Semitic would probably be.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Tunnel Jew or whatever.
Oh, Tunnel Jew is good.
Tunnel Jew, like a minor Tunnel outfit Jew, plus the curls.
Oh, Epstein victims.
Yeah, Epstein victim would be good. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein.
Just
yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein victim. Himself.
Yeah.
You could do Jeffrey Epstein as Bruce Buffer. the fight announcer.
Introducing
coming in at 12 years old, 110 pounds. It's showtime.
Well, no,
Epstein
isn't
Hitler?
Bruce Buffer, let's get ready to rumble.
Oh yeah, what's the brother?
Michael Buffer. It's time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's time.
Can't believe there's two of those guys.
I just mixed up, I just used a battle rapper.
Oh, weird.
It's Big Hitler Crip, nigga. Hell Hitler Crip. Set, nigga.
Big Hitler Crip.
Yeah, bitch ass nigga. A Snyder Hooven is Dijon Hitler Crip. Yeah, nigga. It's Big
Big Hitler Crip.
I can't believe he doesn't have a podcast here.
I'm going to try to get him on as a guest. Jorge, can we reach out to him and get him out here?
Hey, when he does Dave's show, can you ask him if he'll do the whole rounds? Or when no one else is allowed here because Dave's interviewing him?
Yeah.
Can we find out if he wants to do more shows?
Yeah, we can't get Nick Fuentes, but we could definitely get Big Hitler Crip.
Yeah, I'm looking for Big Hitler Crip. He's a real get for me. Well, let's disrupt the schedule of the entire studio for Big Hitler Crip.
Big Hitler Crip, yeah.
I mean, that guy wins the costume contest.
Like, tell RFK he can't come in today. We got Big Hitler Crip.
Yeah, tell RFK.
I saw RFK at my gym.
Yeah?
Like 3 weeks ago. He was just stretching on the fucking easy curled bar rack in jeans. He would just go, then do a bunch of pull-ups, and then go back over there, stretch, like where people were trying to get dumbbells from. They're just in their way, and then just pick up a bar and just do the worst bicep curls I ever saw.
Feel the burn.
He's just talking to a Secret Service guy.
And then I saw Roadkill outside, and I was like, I know why he's here.
Oh, does he work security for him?
Who? No, the Roadkill. I just saw like a dead animal
outside. I thought you meant the Amish wrestler Roadkill.
I thought this was like another
rock
band.
I really, honest to God, thought you meant the Amish guy from ECW. There's an alternate reality where RFK, where there is another season of Curb, and it's just Larry having to be mad about Cheryl being married to RFK. And it would be my favorite thing ever.
I literally, because my partner was at the gym with me, and he has the get out of jail free card of being like, I'm not from here. I don't need to care about anything happening.
Yeah.
And so he was just like, who? I was like, I was fucking RFK Jr. Isn't he married to the lady from Curb? And he's like, imagine if we just went up to him and just complimented his wife. I don't know, just like, because everyone's going up to him shaking his hand and just be like, your wife's great. You, I don't care. Yeah. Or who are you?
I don't know who you are, but your wife is amazing.
Dude, my dad did that. My dad runs like water stuff for triathlons and stuff sometimes, or he used to do it. He didn't do it anymore. And he was working, and he's like, yeah, so, you know, this is a nice blonde lady. We talked for like 20 minutes about the river, and her husband go out and kayak there. And then he came over. Really fucked up voice. But then I realized it was Robert Kennedy. Yeah, we hung out for like an hour. Nice guy. I liked it when he was here. I thought he was a nice man. So, but hey, I'm a bad judge of character.
You could be a nice man.
Yeah.
You know, like, have bad ideas.
Here's a fun one that
I've got to stop eating the way you do. Yeah, Zach. I hear good things about you.
Just get him like a WWE style manager to talk for him? Like,
oh, mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, baby. We're going to take all the bad shit out of you. We're going to ruin everything.
You know, like...
Zach, you should do that for him.
You guys know the Philly rapper, Benny Siegel?
Mm-hmm.
So he lost his voice, too. And he uses AI. Like, he's recording an album with Jadakiss, and he uses AI. So why don't they use AI to fix Robert Kennedy's voice?
We'll make him sound like JFK.
Make him sound like Beanie Siegel.
Oh, okay. I'm fine with that too.
Bang, bang, Siegel Street Gang. Early. Brap, 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 brap.
He'd just be a great soundbite for rap songs.
Yeah.
Here's a fun one. I'm excited. So we've talked many times on the program about Disney and how nobody seems to die in Disney. You can get your fucking head cut off, and they will pretend to resuscitate you until you are off the fucking grounds.
Yeah.
And, I mean, no more of an appropriate place. Disney Haunted Mansion Death. Shannon. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast. Small Batch. Hey, having a nice cigar or two in the house is just as classy as a nice bottle of wine, some fine cheeses, and I am not the classiest individual, but our friends at Small Batch Cigar make it easy for even a moron like me to look a little bit classy. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. Every one of those comes with a Bovita pack, so they come super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. So try out smallbatchcigar.com today. Most people click the new button first to shop around the newest arrivals. And we have a discount code for you that's GAS10, GAS10, and that gets you 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show.
Oh, shit.
Man, the Disney parades are different now.
Well, this is them going to retrieve. Yeah.
Wait, so who?
This is them going to. Oh, it was a lady, right, Shannon?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she had a heart attack.
This lady died on her own.
What, she got spooked by Ursula or some shit?
What's the Haunted Mansion? It was a ghost.
She's like, I want to do that.
So,
it's very immersive.
How old is this lady?
I don't know, but she dead, and there's a thing.
How old was this lady?
The rumor is that you're not allowed to die at Disney. Even if you're, fucking eviscerated dead.
Yeah.
They will declare you dead as you leave the parking lot.
Oh, so you died. They died at the hospital.
You hit the turnstile.
Yeah.
And pronounced.
They'll pretend to resuscitate you. Because they have some, because Disney is its own governing body, they have their own rules and shit.
Yeah,
and I think it's supposed to be that no one's ever died there, even though just the sheer amount of people
have definitely died.
Yeah.
It's impossible. That's like saying nobody ever died on your block.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's the Disney.
Shannon, did I get most of that?
Almost like a century. How long has that park been open for?
Quite a while.
75 years or some shit?
Yeah, I think 100 years.
Shannon, did I get close with that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all correct. And Jerry asked how old she was. It says she's in her 60s.
And they also said no comment on whether or not there was someone else in the ride with her.
Wait, Haunted Mansion, I thought you walked through.
No, you're in a cart. It's the one where...
Man, if you get fucking scared to death at a Haunted Mansion...
Well, it's the one where they show you the ghost in the car with you.
Oh, and she just...
But then, dude, because my thought is, it didn't say she died at the end of the ride.
Yeah. She's just a dead body.
If there was someone in, because I think they're 2 or 3 person cars. If there was a person stuck with a dead body through the... Locked in?
Yeah, if she died in the beginning, the first jump
while
scare.
There's ghosts on the walls and shit. And that means...
And then an actual ghost fucking appears?
That means they had to cover up the TV that has the pictures.
Oh,
let me take your photo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That I'm like, I still somewhere. Want it. I still
I
want it.
I would want it more than anything.
100%.
I'd be on the screen taking a picture of the TV. Like, all right, you guys...
I'd buy it and frame it and, put it up in my house.
I would buy it if I wasn't in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, That's fucking awesome.
If you're if I worked at Disney, I'd be like, hey, I'm sorry this happened. Can we make her a ghost now in the ride?
That would be appropriate.
That's what I, yeah. Because they're not going to pay her.
We'll retire one of the other ghosts, and we'll put her likeness as a ghost.
There's been so many. I watched a whole deep dive on a kid that, here it is. Yeah, this is what it looks like. But yeah, I would assume that she was strapped in with somebody.
Oh, so you can't even see the people in front of you, so whoever's sitting next to her is the one that's probably just like...
I was just like...
Emily, get up.
Yeah, then the end is they show you that there's ghosts in the car with you. And, yeah. I don't know if it'll work.
Did she have a heart condition? Or was this that scary to her?
Can you find out if she took the jab?
I don't know if they'll show... Oh, yeah. See?
And that's what fucked her up.
Well, no, but I mean, that's what they do at the end is they show that there's people in the car with you.
You look at one reflection, it's just a slumped old lady.
Yeah, that would be so fucking scary.
Just taking a video, it's just like, oh.
That's fucking...
Hey, some fun, happy news. Lost Prophets singer Ian Watkins killed in prison. Thank the Lord.
I can't believe it took this long.
And what did God, he do? The
you don't know this story?
He fucked the kid?
Oh,
yeah, he wasn't gonna last long.
Way.
Oh yeah. No, he's been in for years.
He's been in for a
so
decade.
Lost Prophets was big, like new metal era, right?
Yeah, I was a fan.
So I'm guessing he's probably in protective custody, and then somebody finally just
he's
got to
been stabbed a couple times.
Yeah, so and I don't mean you want to talk about a horrendous dude
monster.
I believe, and Shannon, you can correct me.
Babies.
He got caught trying to negotiate with an agent, right? And he wanted to fuck like
infants,
an infant.
So an infant's like 1 to 3, right? Yes.
And yeah, he went, I'm pretty sure that's what was on the computer. But yes, he finally, in an act of completely justified, let's shave a few years, Suicide Squad off whoever did it.
Yeah,
was killed in prison. Shannon, is there any more details?
Big round of applause.
Not about that. Well, there's two guys that they have in custody that they believe did it. But I saw the singer John Joseph from the Cro-Mags. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him post about it, and apparently the guy that killed him was already in for murder. But also some of the other things that he's accused of doing was having animal porn on his computer.
All around evil people.
And then, lots of conspiracy to have sex with a 1-year-old, convincing a mom to abuse their child in front of him on webcam. So he's gross. Was gross.
He is, like, literally, like, the top of the mountain of, like, gross.
Yeah, it's the single worst, I think, rock star behavior.
He should be a politician.
Yeah, there we go. Then he would have.
He would have been good right now.
He should have been a priest.
Yeah.
They would have just moved him. Transferred him.
Yeah.
I mean, lost profits. Profit.
Yeah, there we go.
I really
they lost a lot of profits.
Yeah.
When he got arrested, they couldn't do more tours or something.
Yeah, when did he go to jail? When was he?
2000. He was convicted in 2013.
Yeah, it's like
that's a long time to.
Damn. So he
had
13,
to be
14, 12 years.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I would agree. He was probably in protective custody.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But he's been attacked a few times, right?
I know he's been. I'm pretty sure he's been attacked. And every time, everyone's like, is this the one? This the one? Nah, they failed.
He was he was sentenced to 29 years in prison, and then he was caught with a phone in prison, so he got an extra 10 months.
Oh, what an asshole!
29 years? Are you fucking kidding me?
I think if you kill a pedophile, you should have a phone. That's
the other guy should get his phone.
Yeah, you should get the pedophile's phone.
Not what's on the phone.
No, erase the phone.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to wipe it. Set
wipe
factory
it
reset.
Yeah,
and then give him
the real keep what you kill.
Give him that. Give him that iPhone 10. Yeah. Circling in jail.
I don't think this is a controversial take. If you get convicted for that, they should just shoot you.
What he was going to
fire? Yeah, they just take him.
That should be death penalty. That
not even firing him.
Capital.
One in the back of the head. Yeah. Russians, the fucking Soviet Union, what just
so he got
right? Just not, I mean, not in the courtroom. Don't make a spectacle of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I would.
That's why.
But he got 29 years for that. He was more than half fucking way.
Yeah,
that's fucking.
How old was he when he got locked up?
Insane.
Shannon,
he'd be alive to get out.
Nah, but they'll keep hitting him at the board.
Well, that's the best thing about 1 year olds. You go away for 30 years, they stay the same age. All right, ending it there. Thanks, guys, so much for watching The Morning Zoo. That was my guest, Gio Perez, and Pete Angelo, who agrees with everything I said today and supports it.
And everything I said.
Yeah, and just
is no one will believe
fan,
that.
Is a huge fan of everything I said. And thank you.
On
behalf
back
of
on this show,
myself, Gio Perez, and Lost Prophets number one fan, Pete Angelo, this is Zach.
I hate
saying,
you so much
see you
right
Wednesday.
Now. I fucking hate you.
Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop his bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the